The Luminaries by Susan Dennard. Read for you by Caitlin Davies. The forest comes for the boy on his 13th birthday. He is not the first to catch the forest's notice. He will, however, be one of the last. Others have received bits of woven twine from a banshee or a shiny snail from a Melusine, but he finds a wolf's jawbone on his pillow when he opens his eyes at dawn. He was having the nightmare again, the one where his father has a face and his mother is still alive. It always begins a happy dream, until the shadows arrive. First, they claim his father. Then they claim him too, while his mother weeps and screams and begs the forest to change its mind. But the forest never changes its mind. Not in the dream, and not in real life either. Which is why, when the forest calls for the boy, he enters. And when the forest is done with him, he leaves. No longer a boy. No longer entirely human, but rather a ticking time bomb, waiting for the forest to one day spark his fuse. They say that spring never comes to the forest by Hemlock Falls. It isn't true, of course. Spring comes right after winter like it's supposed to. What is true is how different the spring is in Hemlock Falls from the rest of the world. It's quiet and lethal, lonely and inevitable. It sneaks up on you, shaded by winter gray that doesn't like to let go. Even now, a month into the season, frost still clings to the north side of trees. And though the sun might rise momentarily, it won't reach this dirt road. It won't reach Winnie Wednesday as she muscles a clunky four-wheeler with no assisted steering toward the Wednesday clan meeting point. Mist exhales from the forest like smoke from a censer. The four-wheeler lights flash and reflect, making shapes where Winnie knows there are none. It's only the maple and fir saplings of last year's spring, skeletal in the pre-dawn darkness. Her front teeth click together as she drives. Today is her 16th birthday, and today, everything is going to change. When her headlights beam over six black SUVs, Winnie rumbles the four-wheeler to a hemlock, the tree, not the poisonous plant. Although those grow here too, and no one knows for which the town is named. She flips off the lights, pulls up the hood of her sweatshirt, and waits. Fog coils around her, an octopus embrace. She imagines what tonight's trial will be like, how it will feel to hunt a nightmare instead of just read about it. Her mom won't talk to her about hunting, at least not anymore, not since the incident. But Winnie has read the Nightmare Compendium 1,000 times. 1,000,000 times. She has sketched every creature in the forest, every nightmare the American luminaries must face, and she has pretended to face them herself, stabbing a droll in the fleshy part at the base of its neck or a manticore where the cephalothorax and abdomen meet. She has jumped and rolled and jumped and rolled so many times her body does it without thinking. She'll be ready. She has to be ready.